Well, you know, I mean, I was like kind of, I read this and I was just kind of stunned at how rude that question was. But then I thought about it and I just thought, I mean, it's not, and it's rude, but it's like this ignorant question and it's this racist question at the same time, because the racist part of it is this assumption that, you know, this assumption that the black guys, just by the nature of them being black, would be better football players. And that's just, you know, that's racist in and of it. In and of itself.
You've got mail.
This is TorchCom. This is Sean Radican, joined once again by my co-host, Derek Bergen, for yet another edition of the Radican Audio Showcase. And we are on the road for the first part of this showcase. And I believe we got some mailbag questions. But first of all, Derek, I believe, in line with ROH's production values upgrade that you have also upgraded.
Yes, off the air, we've talked for well over a month of me trying to shore up my phone problems. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It disappears when I talk. And so I've been working on getting a landline, and things aren't working out well on that angle. So this morning, I got a Bluetooth headset. So right now, I'm talking to you with that little fag thing in my ear. I'm going to be one of those obnoxious jerks you see on the street and just want to punch in the face. But I'm doing it for the fan, or doing it for the audio showcase. Just like Kerry Silkin, I'm putting myself on the line to deliver a better value for our customers.
Kerry spent upwards of $50,000, and we spent $25,000 for the showcase.
Yes, yeah, so I don't make as much as Kerry, so it's equivalent in scale.
So,
are we ready? We got Bigfooted. We had a special exclusive review of the Samoa Joe versus Tyler Black match from Escalation, Ring of Honor. We got Bigfooted last night by Triple H, The Undertaker, both in three separate audio shows. So we got to deliver today for the fans, Sean, on a big show.
We are ready, and we have a big announcement. Should we start the tease, or should we hold off?
Are we going to plug that next week in a special Mea Culpa edition of the Radican Audio Showcase, as we are going to prepare for the Dirt Sheet Audio Industry's biggest apology ever, and I'm counting the day, Sean.
We are, Bruce Mitchell wants to come on, and he hasn't said what he wants to talk about. He just asked for airtime, and I'm looking forward to this. Having you and him on is the equivalent of Ortiz Liddell, of Andre and Hulk, whatever you may, other superlatives you may want to throw out. De La Hoya.
Wait a second. I figured the Undertaker is coming out of the casket. He's actually putting off, assuredly, some dinner date with his mother to come to this show and beg for my forgiveness and our forgiveness for totally misquoting our review on the Ring Rose Iron Sheik. I figured that's what he's coming for, on his knees begging for us to forgive him.
I don't think he's ever been wrong in his life, so I don't know.
There is precedent set with the Torch making a full public apology for something Bruce Mitchell wrote to Jerry McDevitt as a mea culpa, and this will be our audio equivalent as he comes, you know, groveling for our attention back. So that is what I expect to happen next week.
We are looking forward to the apology that I don't see coming, but who knows?
The countdown begins.
Sure to be the most explosive showcase ever as we open up the new year with a bang. So I'll turn the reins over to you. You have the mailbag. The pot has been stirred. The people are festering for our answers. So
they're waiting on pins and needles. Here's our first question. It's from Jericho for Life. Where do you see the indie scene in 5 years?
That's a tough question. I don't know. It's been tough. It seems kind of stagnant right now. The names coming up,